It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, he's in studio with us.
Oh, yeah.
Fabulous Neil Sandilands is here. Neil!
Yay! Good morning. Hello, Cape Town. Hello, wow. Smile FM.
The Monument Bias stories.
Lacey saw and
London Sun.
Yeah. And what an artist.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's gracing us on the big or small screen or with his amazing talents as a writer and a composer and singer of the most incredible music, ladies and gents, he's here. And you are the kind of, you know, if you've got a list of people, compile a list of people that you'd love to have around a braai.
Yeah.
With to have the presence of somebody who can tell these amazing stories of life and portray them so effortlessly but yet so dynamically, that would be you. You would be the gentleman that you'd want.
You are too kind. You must also bear in mind, ik vat die botte nie. So like, it's very difficult to have me around. If, you know, if there's brandewijn and coke, then I sit at the corner and eat a sandwich.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Thank you for the lovely words.
Yeah. People are no stranger to seeing you and your amazing talents, but you're also a very busy man. I mean, having these talents is one thing, to hone them on projects that you want to be involved with and want to flex the amazing skill you have, but then also to kind of juggle the act of which way do we go with this ebb and flow that is life. And so you're constantly surrounded by options of should I go here, should I go do this, how should I take the next step. And life seems to have this amazing ability, and in your instance, even listening to a couple of the stories, some of them of which we can't share on air, but of showing you things that were meant to be for you and things that portray the next chapter in Neil Sandilands' life.
Awfully nice once again, but you would be mistaken, my friend, if you thought that I knew what I was doing. there's an axiom which is helpful. I read it somewhere, but it sounded something like this. If you venture into the unknown and you are uncertain of what's happening next, it actually means that you're in the flow, right? If you knew, if you could predict, if you could sometime or somehow govern all of that, you're not where you ought to be.
Ooh, sure.
Because it's like surfing. It's like playing jazz. Mm. You know, often you come up against your own insecurities, your vulnerabilities, your the parameters of one's talent. Mm. But if you don't go, like we spoke about, if you just go, yes, as simple as that.
Yeah. Mm.
It's on your plate. It's in bit van week low. Die dingen wat voor jou aan is om te doen. Do that. You can affect that, right? Often not knowing what you are doing, but when you activate it, you buy yourself real estate to be able to make mistakes. And even if you make a mistake, that's knowledge, right?
I love that.
Yeah.
Having said all of that, with good success or any success comes more opportunities, right? And navigating those good opportunities must be a tough thing. I mean, and it has to be, because you when you're doing any kind of body of work and it's acknowledged for the role in which you play, then more roles and varied roles comes your way and cleverly you've navigated the yeses and nos there. Very well. And I don't know if it's because of maybe you were too busy at the stage to go, I can't say yes to that. Mm. But the yeses you've made have been great choices for us. Because somebody who doesn't know the journey that you've taken, certainly it looks to us like you've navigated them with ease, like you've selected the right projects and the right works of art. Another one, by the way, will come out this coming Friday, which you're all excited about.
How you worked that in. You must have been doing this for a while.
But you seem to have selected the ones that have worked.
Mm. Well, there's something to be said for luck. And then I remind myself of Gary Player's famous quote, you know, the more you play, the luckier you get. Mm. But it is challenging, I would say, that like working between there are all these lines, right? There's Afrikaans Engels. Mm. There's South Africa, the United States, you know. So early on, somebody in the industry said, no, my young boy, you need to focus on one thing. And thank God I didn't listen to that person. Die wereld is 'n speelbal. En as jy daai die wil het om dinge te gaan verken, dan moet jy. And another thing that I also believe is life will not deal you a bad or a hand that you couldn't play.
Right. Or play.
Sometimes if you attack, like, let's say a character, for example, and you read the script, and you've got, like, in your mind, like, alarm bells and doubt, can I do this? Can I go there? That's probably precisely a good reason to do it. Because if you went like, oh, man, I got this wax, so I'm going to knock this out of the park, my friend, you're on dangerous ground.
Sure. Ladies and gents, Neil Sandilands is here. We're going to talk about the new album comes out this coming Friday. And he's just come back from Sandilands. He's literally come back from Namibia a couple of days ago. And again, there's lots I want to unpack and talk about, because it's a very rare that we get somebody of the depth and magnitude of your caliber of artist with us on the show. Often they just give us, you know, the gewone, and we love you and we appreciate all guests on the show.
We're all in the sand pit together.
We're all in the pit together, you know. Correct. 100%. And we love everybody that is a guest on the show, but this morning's one is a particularly interesting one.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.